Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host. You hear that live music? That means it's our 300th show, Scott Stein. We got lots of live more live music coming up. We have a listener of the geek, Lauren Wilkerson. She's at fit_fundraising. She first tweeted me that she's been a podcast subscriber for a while and loves it. Although, Lauren, you spelled my name T-O-N-I. Please get that straight. There's a Y at the end. When I told her that she's our listener of the week, she said she's geeking out. So I dubbed her listener of the geek. And she tweeted back, geeky is the new sexy. She sent tweeted a nice picture with those black BCD, you know, those birth control device glasses, and saying that geeky is the new sexy. So she is our listener of the geek. She's Lauren Wilkerson. Congratulations, Lauren. Yay. Our very first listener of the geek. Cool.
Yay.
Oh, I'm glad you're with me. I'd be thrown into prosopodiplegia if I had to face the idea that you missed today's show. It's the 6th anniversary of Nonprofit Radio. We've got more live music, giveaways, Nonprofit Radio fact or fiction, impressive show announcements, and all the familiar guests. Claire Meyerhoff, our creative producer, co-hosts. With us are the theme song composer, Scotty Stein, who you already heard from, and his Traveling 88. We're going to hear a lot more music from Scott. Our savvy contributors are calling in. Maria Semple on Prospect Research. Gene Takagi, our brilliant and now award-winning lawyer. And Amy Sample Ward, our social media CEO. It's a blowout. It's an extravaganza. It's our 300th show.
Yay.
That's Claire Meyerhoff.
That's me.
We're on Periscope. Oh, wait, we didn't start Periscope. Oh, no. Where's our Periscope cord? Okay, we're going to be on Periscope very shortly. We didn't start. Where's our Periscope cable, Sam? If you have the app, then I'm at Tony Martinetti. And also on Twitter, of course, we're live tweeting the show today. So check that. Use the hashtag Nonprofit Radio. Want to give shout out and thanks to Cura Coffee and the Nonprofit Times. They are our giveaway sponsors. On Tony's Take Two, I got to say thank you. We're sponsored by Pursuant. Full service fundraising, data driven and technology enabled. You'll raise more money, Pursuant.com. And by Weebie Spelling, super cool spelling bee fundraisers, WeebieSpelling.com. And Weebie Spelling, where the heck did that come from? That's one of the cool announcements. Our newest sponsor is Spelling Bees for Charities, WeebieSpelling.com. We're going to talk to the CEO. He's going to be calling in, Alex Greer. Explain why Weebie Spelling is perfect for Nonprofit Radio listeners. Claire Meyerhoff, welcome back to New York City.
Thank you, Tony Martinetti. It is great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you co-hosting. You got to hold your mic because it fell off the stand. What?
You know, sometimes you have to go old school.
You're improvised, and we got to get our Periscope feed going. I just plugged this in, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll try to do that.
High tech.
While
Tony.
Well, I also welcome Scott Stein. Welcome.
Yay!
Scott Stein doesn't
That's
have a mic, regrettably. What does he have to do? Yell? He doesn't quite have a mic, but he's here. And, so we can have that mic.
Ah, here we are.
Cool. There's Scott Stein. He's got a mic.
Yes. Hey, Tony. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Wow, it's a pleasure. You were here for the 200th.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you couldn't make it, so we had a pre-recorded segment of you.
Right, in my apartment.
We did it from your apartment, your studio in your apartment. And this year, fortunately, you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're live. And we're going to, of course, be playing Cheap Red Wine.
Yes, yes, we are.
And you got a piece coming up from your new album.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we're going to have a chance to talk about all that. Claire Meyerhoff, what's going on with you and the Planned Giving Agency? Talk to me.
Well, I've recently incorporated. I've grown my business. I have a great new website, pgagency.com, and I've brought on a business partner, Diana Gross from the National Wildlife Federation. She's a millennial. She's a younger person. She knows a lot of stuff that I don't know, and I know stuff she doesn't know, so
yes.
We're a great combination. And we're helping all kinds of nonprofits with their philanthropy communications and their planned giving marketing and just basically helping them with a wide range of communication needs that they
cool.
might have.
All right, the pgagency.com.
It's pgagency.com.
No, just pgagency.com.
Just pgagency.com.
Okay.
And we have a special page, pgagency.com/Tony300. And for anyone who wants a phone consultation, which we have a fee for, a very reasonable fee, we have a discount for you. So give us a tap there on pgagency.com slash Tony300.
Cool. You arranged a discount for nonprofit radio listeners.
Yes, we have a discount for nonprofit radio listeners.
And the website is new, right?
The website is new. We've got all kinds of great content on there about some strategies you probably haven't even thought about that most people don't think about for their plan giving marketing. So it's not the same old plan giving marketing.
And of course, in addition to those weighty responsibilities at the plan giving agency, you're Nonprofit Radio's creative director.
I am Nonprofit Radio's creative director. When I met Tony years ago when he was starting the show, and he's like, can I help you? Can you help me start the show? And I'm like, sure. And so I showed him how to make like a clock, you know, so that you do, you know, certain things at certain times and guest schedules and things. And he's using all that to this day. I've seen your files full of them.
I absolutely am.
You've done a great job.
I do. And that wasn't just a few years ago. That was
like
actually
six years ago. Oh my God!
Almost to the day. It was a very auspicious July day in 2010.
And did we go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse or somewhere like that?
I think we went to Gray Papaya. Gray's Papaya. We got a cheap hot dog.
No, it was in North Carolina. It was in Cary.
Oh, in Cary, North Carolina. Oh, we did to organize things. That's true.
Right.
Would you? Why don't you and Scott chat a little bit? Because I got to get our Periscope feed started. You know each other. He's got a new album, and she's got a new website.
You have a new album. Tell us a little bit about your new album.
Sure. It's called Traveling Companion, and it's going to be widely available next month. I'm going to be going on tour. I'm hitting some spots in Pennsylvania. I'll be in Lancaster and Pittsburgh and my hometown of Akron, Ohio. And then we're going to do a CD release show here in the city on September 21st at Rockwood Music Hall. Traveling Companion's new record. I'm very, very excited for people to hear this. The first single, which I think we're going to play later, is already out. You can get that on Bandcamp. You can get that on my website at scottsignmusic.com. And, can't wait for people to hear the whole thing, though.
That's wonderful. So how long did it take you to complete this album?
We started recording back in, I think, January or February. And the initial plan was to knock it out in about 2 weeks. And then it slowed down a little bit and slowed down a little more. And what we found was, you know what? We felt really, really strongly about this collection of songs, me and the guys I'm working with. And we just felt like it's worth it to take our time and get this thing right. And I'm just really glad that we did it. It was the right decision.
So tell us about a couple of the other songs on the album.
I can tell you in general that I think the album touches on a number of themes, including, I think, sort of moving up and moving forward. You know, it's a lot of recollections of things that I did maybe in my first years in New York as a 20-something and growing into a 30-something who is now married and a homeowner and things that feel very adult. And so that's I think the theme of the record.
We are going to do a quick giveaway.
Oh, great!
We got the Periscope feed going, so if you have the Periscope app, check me out. Follow me. I'm at Tony Martinetti, and you can join us on Periscope. And I guess while I'm talking, maybe I should turn it around. There we go. Cool. Okay. And we got a giveaway. This is going out to Katie Benston. She's at KatieBE_NC, and she tweeted our 300th show. She's a mom, volunteer, consultant to nonprofits, CFRE fundraiser, Jargon Jail. That's a certified fundraising executive. And she says she's funny. We'd have to check that. But I have no reason to doubt her. I mean, why would anybody lie in a Twitter profile, of course? Right, Claire?
No.
Of course. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Never.
Okay. But she's a listener, so she's an honest person. Katie Benston, we have a bag of Keurig coffee coming your way. And Claire, why don't you actually tell us a little about Keurig?
Well, Keurig Coffee directly connects coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. So with every cup of Keurig, you join our effort to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. And Keurig is a direct trade coffee company with direct impact. It's brought directly to you, creating organic smiles beyond the cup. And you can find them at KeuraCoffee.com. That's KeuraCoffee.com. Delicious coffee.
And a very important social mission.
And very important.
Dental care to low-income, rural coffee farmers and their communities.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's our two favorite things, nonprofits and coffee.
And we love Keurig.
We love Keurig.
Okay. We're going to go out we got our first break. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we got tons. We got cheap red wine coming up. We got another song from Scotty's new album. We got all the regular contributors calling in. We got more giveaways. We have Nonprofit Radio Fact or Fiction. Stay with us.
You're tuned to Nonprofit Radio. Tony Martinetti also hosts a podcast for the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Fundraising Fundamentals is a quick, 10-minute burst of fundraising insights published once a month. Tony's guests are expert in crowdfunding, mobile giving, event fundraising, direct mail, and donor cultivation. Really, all the fundraising issues that make you wonder, am I doing this right? Is there a better way? There is. Find the Fundraising Fundamentals archive at TonyMartinetti.com. That's MARTIGNETTI. Remember, there's a G before the N. Thousands of listeners have subscribed on iTunes. You can also learn more at the Chronicle website, philanthropy.com. Fundraising Fundamentals, the better way.
Claire Meyerhoff, maybe you could hold the mic for him so that, because we're gonna do a little, we're gonna get the full version cheap red wine. So as we figure out the studio configuration, yeah, exactly. That was not cheap red wine, but that was our that was Scotty with his traveling 88, and maybe if you take that mic flag off, maybe it'll work better. Cheap red wine just struck me as a perfect song. I love the instrumental. It's been our theme song for probably 3 years now or so, roughly. You hear it at the opening of every show. We come back from commercials. Of course, we close with it. And Scott Stein is the composer, and it's all legal. It's all licensed and everything. This is certainly not a bootleg. Okay, Scott Stein.
Appreciate that. Hi.
Okay. You're good there.
We're good to go.
Cool. Okay. Just before we play it, tell us what's the story of Cheap Red Wine.
I think it's part of more recollection of being new to New York and being a musician in a neighborhood in which it's a lot of people who work in law and finance. In fact, I remember I went to a dinner of some sort, a dinner party, and someone very New Yorkish came up and said, "So, do you work in law or finance?" And I said, "Neither." And she thought, "Well, then I must be a doctor, you know." And then I had to explain that I'm a professional musician, man.
Doctor. A doctor.
A doctor.
A lawyer or a doctor?
Yeah. So, here I am. Shall I place this?
I don't know. Do we need that? Is that important?
No. We're good without it? Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's what the song is about. The song goes back a number of years, and
I love this song.
But I'm so glad that it's found a home here, and
cool, thank you.
I appreciate you using it.
Absolutely.
So. All right, here we go. Just keep on talking. Sooner or later I'll figure out just what you mean. You're seeking romantic advice from a billboard. I'm looking for answers up on a TV screen. And we can't agree on nothing. We can't tell our ups from our downs. We're disappointed in each other. Now tell me, baby, ain't this love that we found? You know you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Cause all I've got are empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine and thou. You know some girls just live for diamonds. They won't talk to the kind of clothing that I wear. Well, I'm too poor to afford the good stuff, and you're too easily distracted to care. Well, I ain't got too many options, and so I'm gonna do the best that I can. But baby, you'll have some competition one day when I'm a wealthier man. You know you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Cause I've got a empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine and thou. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, well baby, let's raise our glasses.
drink to better days. The other people can kiss our asses if they don't like the things we say. And I ain't gonna kiss the heavens, though I won't flash no victory signs, cause we're perfect for each other as long as we've nobody else in mind. Nobody's waiting in line. Oh, we're just like cheer and wine. Charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome. Never mind, it don't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Still, I've got her empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine, and thou.
That song.
Thank you,
Scotty.
All right. Thank you.
Love that song. Love that song. All right. We're going to turn it. Thank you. Thank you. And we got more from Scott coming up. He's going to play something from his new album, Traveling Companions, shortly. He's going to play that in the second half. And while Scott and Claire share mics and get themselves together, then there's no, you know, it's just totally transparent here. We exercise what all our guests say. Total transparency. Nothing happening behind the scenes that you're not aware of. Because in a moment, Claire and I are going to play a little nonprofit radio fact or fiction. Do we have Maria on the line? We do. We got Maria Semple on the line. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's talk to Maria Semple, and then we'll do fact or fiction. Maria Semple, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great. Oh, look, I'm congratulating myself and you. We're doing great. Can't you tell?
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and congratulations to everybody there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 6 long years, and although it seems like 6 months. I mean, the time cruises by. But Maria Semple, I'm just very grateful to you on our show. I don't know how many years you've been on, 3 years, right? And every month talking about prospect research?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm delighted to be here and sharing my tips when I can. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I'm glad you emerged relatively unscathed from a recent little traffic accident you had. Listeners know you're a boater. Listeners know that you have
right.
A sailboat. You should have been boating when this happened.
Yes. Actually, I was en route to go to do that, but I never made it there.
Okay. Oh, so it was boating. Okay. Well, I'm glad that it wasn't a big deal for you, and glad everything's A-okay. And I guess the waterways are safer than the roadways.
Yes, they sure are. Well, you know, here it's a good news, bad news situation. Good news is my husband and I survived. The bad news is the car is completely totaled.
One of your Priuses. You have multiple Priuses, right?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, you'll get a brand new one from the insurance company.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how that all works out.
All right. Stick to the sailboats, and we will be talking to you very soon because you're on every single month. Love it.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, listen, I hope you're all having a great party there. I know you've got all the other regulars calling in. And, you know, I think at some point, I was thinking about this as I was listening to the Red Wine song, Tony. It'd be really fun if you got all the regulars together in Manhattan for a bottle of cheap red wine.
I see. Okay. And I presume that would be at nonprofit radio expense?
Well, that's the whole cheap red wine piece.
Oh, the cheaper, yeah. But okay, I got to fly Gene in from San Francisco. I got to fly Amy in from Portland, Oregon. I got to bring Claire Meyerhoff in from North Carolina. You from New Jersey. You're the cheap date. You're a train ride. But
that's right. Well, okay. What do you call me? The queen of
no, doyen. Doyen of dirt cheap.
Doyen of free dirt cheap.
Doyen of dirt cheap and free, because you always got free and cheap resources for us.
That's right.
Yeah, you're our doyen. Okay. All right. Thank you, Maria Semple. Cool.
I hope you all have a great party there.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll talk soon. Bye, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Let's do some nonprofit radio fact or fiction, Claire. Claire
okay.
Meyerhoff.
I'm ready. I'm ready
How you
for
feel?
The challenge.
How you feel? Okay.
I can do it.
It's okay. Did a guest... Oh, I'm not going to be able to play the clip because the radio, the phone has Periscope on it. So I wouldn't be able to play our heart attack clip. I'll have to describe it. I'll have to describe it. Did a guest almost have a heart attack on nonprofit radio?
I think you kind of gave away the answer right there.
All right, well,
if
we're
you
just
have
getting
a clip
started.
Of it, I guess it probably didn't happen. Yay!
It was Dennis Miller, and
he was.
Do you know Dennis Miller? Oh, the comedian. No, not the comedian. This one is he's a little bigger than the Dennis Miller that most people know, and he ran from. I think he ran from the subway.
And he had a heart attack?
No, he almost.
Oh,
he came
man.
Close. He was breathing very hard. He was huffing and puffing. And I had a clip for, you know, but I didn't realize.
Did he require any assistance?
No. No. No AED. Is there an AED here in the studio, Sam? There is not. It's a good thing we didn't need the AED. No. He was fine. And he persevered and he was on for the hour. It was cool.
That's great.
He was A-okay.
Awesome.
Let's see. Did I interview a cab driver ever?
I think that's fiction.
It's close enough to be a fact.
Oh, I got it wrong.
I'm sorry.
Get no prize.
I came close. I interviewed Derek Feldman, and he was in a cab at the Lincoln Tunnel when we started, which is not very close to here. That was a good 10-12 minute cab ride before he actually made it to the studio.
Right. That's pretty far.
And I tried to get the cabbie on the air, but he doesn't have a SAG card, so he wasn't allowed to do it.
Right.
He doesn't have. Yeah.
Guess that's a requirement here.
Yeah,
that's what I understand. Yes.
Yeah, you all have SAG cards. Yeah.
I actually do.
This is bona fide. You do. You're top notch.
I actually am after SAG.
You're a radio. What's your radio background? You've been on Washington. All
oh,
kinds of
I've
stuff.
Worked. I've worked for an ABC radio cluster in DC doing news and traffic. I worked for XM Satellite Radio at the very beginning days of satellite radio.
XM?
I was there at the launch of the XM
XM,
of XM Satellite Radio in DC in 2001. We launched on September 10th, 2001.
Okay.
So the next day was just September 11th, 2001. We weren't prepared for that. And where else have I worked? I've worked for CNN. I worked for the DC Bureau of CNN as a news writer and sometime reporter. I've worked for
WTOP.
WTOP, the all-news station in DC. I was a news reporter and sports anchor there on the weekends.
Were you a weather girl?
I've never been a weather girl.
You weren't weather? Oh,
no.
Okay. Sports. I mean,
I've read plenty of weather. Because when you do news, like for an FM station in the morning, you do like a little bit of sports, a little bit of weather.
Okay.
I always like
okay.
doing the weather.
WTOP. It's still
Sunny
going strong.
Day,
it's a TOP,
yeah,
is,
TOP
a big,
is like
it's a big deal.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's a great station.
Cool.
I listen
all right.
to it all the time.
All right. Let's try one more fact or fiction.
Yes.
Let's try one more. Has Seth Godin been on this show?
I'm going to say that's a fact.
That is a fact. Did I interview Seth Godin? Subpart A. Did I interview Seth Godin?
I don't know. Maybe he did the tap dance or you interviewed him. I think you interviewed him.
I didn't do that interview. Seth Godin was on the show. In fact, it was our very first Next Gen charity conference, and it was our very first remote. First time we took nonprofit radio remote.
Right.
And Seth Godin was one of the speakers, and it was here in the city. And I ran to an ATM. I don't remember why, but I remember I went to an ATM
to get money.
Yeah. Why I needed money. Why did I need money for the remote? I was paying guests. I had to pay off for my SAG card, I guess. And when I left, Seth Godin was available. So somebody else stepped in.
That's
was
great.
our very first social media manager was Regina Walton.
I know Regina.
You know Regina.
I remember Regina.
And she was in New York at the time. Now she's in San Francisco, but she jumped in and did that interview. So Seth was on the show.
That's cool.
But I didn't interview him.
You've done quite a few remotes. We were together one time in San Antonio at the National Planned Giving Conference.
We did. That's right. I forgot we did that together.
Yeah.
That's right. San Antonio. I'm I'm talking to them about being at the next one.
In now, Dallas?
Yes, in Dallas, now called NPCC, isn't it? NCPP. National Conference for Philanthropic Planning.
Right.
Now they call
it's
it now.
PPP.
They call it now.
And speaking of which, I want to let the listeners know that if you're in Fort Worth, Texas, I am going to be speaking in Fort Worth, Texas on September 20th to the Lone Star chapter of the PPP. They're bringing me down there to talk about legacy storytelling. So I'll be in Texas in September.
The Lone Star chapter.
It's the Lone Star chapter. It so sounds it's Fort like, Worth like, and West.
Okay. It sounds like three people are going to show up.
No.
Lone Stars.
It's a huge
Lone
chapter because Texas is a huge state, you know.
I have heard rumors to that effect. Yes,
yeah, it's big.
Do you know Texas is the number two populated state after California?
Really?
Bigger than New York. I know.
Really? More people than New York?
Uncommonly known. Scotty, give us fact. That's a fact. That is fact. Yes, Texas is the second most populated state after California.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
All right. Now, Scotty, you're from Midwest. You're from Ohio.
I am.
Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Indeed.
Okay. You following the convention at all that was in Cleveland?
Yeah, to an extent, you know.
Little, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of, not necessarily, it doesn't really matter what side of the aisle you're on. You wanted to see the city of Cleveland and the region come across well, and I think they did. I think they did a nice job. It was, it's always a challenge, and I think that they were up to it.
Okay.
Plus the fact they had a little championship parade a couple of weeks earlier sort of helped them prepare,
right.
So.
Oh, that's right. See, I'm not a sports,
I'm still celebrating.
You are.
Cavaliers NBA championship.
NBA, that's basketball, mm-hmm. That's baseball.
Yes. Indeed, basketball.
It's baseball. Oh, it's basketball?
Basketball.
It's basketball. Okay, NBA. Oh, it's not basketball association, baseball association? All right. Well, what's the National Baseball Association then?
It's MLB.
Major League Baseball. And then there's the National League and the...
MLB. You know, for Major League Baseball?
Okay.
Yeah, MLB.
All right, I'm not as big a sports guy. I'm
like
sorry.
Okay. The NFL. And you know what that is, the NFL?
I'm going to put you in jargon jail for
National
NFL.
National Football League. And the football. NHL? What's the NHL?
Hucksters? No. Okay.
Sure.
I'm putting you in jargon jail for both, for NHL, NFL. These
and
are
you
the,
grew up in New York.
These are unknown terms to me.
You're so sports... Lame.
See how kind she's being?
So I'm not even going to ask you the big question, Mets or Yankees. Not even going to ask you that question.
I've heard of the Mets because my dad, we grew up with the Mets, so okay. I know that they...
Because I'm Mets.
They definitely do field goals. They're very good in field goals. They were very good. They have a good free throw percentage.
Man.
The Mets. Cool.
Sorry, I can't resist.
We should take a break. And what do we got coming up? Right after the break, we'll do a giveaway. We got another giveaway coming up, and Gene Takagi is going to be on the line very soon. We got more music. We got more nonprofit factor fiction. Stay with us. Oh, okay. Sam says that we shouldn't take a break right now.
Okay.
That we should do something different.
All right.
So in that case,
what do we got?
I'll do. I know what I'll do. Okay. We should say that we're grateful to the sponsors. And yeah, that's right. Got to take a minute. Claire Meyerhoff, you'll be into this. Pursuant is a sponsor. Now they do fundraising software for nonprofits. Like they help you stay time against goal for fundraising, manage tasks like when's my next phone call to this group of donors, what's the next milestone I got to make for being on task and on goal. I mean, that's the Plan Giving Agency. I mean, you do marketing communications.
We do marketing communications. So we would, when I work with a client, I would rely on them, and I would say, what sort of software do you have? And they might say, you know, if I'm lucky, they'll say they have Pursuant. And I'll say, well, let's look at some of the information in there and try to, you know, target some specific donors. Or, you know, there's all kinds of good information that's in there if you know how to use it. And I think that's important is that for a company, you know, for Pursuant, I'm sure they offer great customer support and trainings and things like that, so you can make the most of the software. That's really important.
Exactly,
making
right.
The most of it.
It's dual. You got to have the data, and you got to have the marketing communications to tell those stories.
Right.
That are in the data.
You have to have good data and a good way to organize it. And with Pursuant, that's what they can do.
You're absolutely right.
And you know, get the most out of your Pursuant software. Don't just learn like the first two things. Like, you know, learn it all.
Yeah. And they're at Pursuant.com. And I'll tell you what. A little different than what I told Alex Greer, but we're going to bring Alex Greer on. He's on the line because our new, this is another cool, well, I divulged it earlier, but another cool announcement that we have, and there's another one coming up later too. It involves California. That's all I am permitted to say at this time about that cool announcement. But this cool announcement is that We Be Spelling is a brand new sponsor of Nonprofit Radio. We Be Spelling, and Alex Greer, CEO, is on the line. Alex, welcome.
Thank you, Tony. How you doing?
We're doing great. Welcome. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Thank you for having me on. Congratulations on the 300th show. It's very exciting.
Cool. Now, we be spelling. These are not your grandmother's spelling bees, right?
They are not your grandmother's spelling bees. They're not your elementary school spelling bees. We had an idea to take kind of the nostalgia that we all have of spelling bees, but combine it with some stuff that we love to do when we go out in New York City.
Like
music.
Like comedy, music, dance, right?
Comedy, music, dance around, meet up with some new friends, have a couple of drinks, and play a really silly game.
Okay, and we make money for charities at the same time.
We sure do.
Right?
We have a great fundraising platform. The idea here was to create a ticket price that young people could afford so that they could come and join these events. It's not a $500 gala. It's usually a $25 ticket to come in. But then we turn all the spellers into peer-to-peer fundraisers. So essentially, if you were running a marathon or a 5K for charity, these people will participate in the spelling bee. And
okay.
Then they'll reach out to their network and say, hey, I'm going to get up on stage. I might embarrass myself, but I'm doing it for a good cause.
Right. And so this makes perfect sense for the small and mid-sized nonprofits that are nonprofit radio listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of success with mid-sized nonprofits engaging younger people and really activating their crew to come out, learn about the nonprofit, and have a great time while they're doing it.
Cool. Well, Alex, I want to thank you very much for being a sponsor of Nonprofit Radio. Thank you. That's really cool.
It's absolutely my pleasure. And Scott, love the music. Maybe we should connect. Maybe we'll get you involved in one of these spelling bees.
That'd be fantastic.
You're both in Brooklyn. Oh, Scotty is soon moving to Brooklyn.
Yes.
And Alex is in Brooklyn now.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, then we'll have to have to connect. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
He's going to be the next musician on one of the Weeby spelling bees.
Sounds good.
All right. Alex, thank you very much for being a sponsor.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and congratulations again.
Cool. Pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Let's do Tony's Take Two, when I just want to say gratitude and thanks to all the people who have made this show possible. You hear me recite them at the end of every show, including Claire Meyerhoff and Scott Stein get credited every show. But then there's... Well, and Susan Chavez, she gets credited every show, too. She's doing the live tweeting right now. Are we watching the hashtag Nonprofit Radio, Sam? Oh, we are not. Okay. We're watching the phone panel. That's important, too, just in case anybody live tweets. Besides Susan, she's out there tweeting the show. But then there's the behind-the-scenes guy, Mark Silverman. And, of course, there's Sam Leibowitz at the board. He's credited every show. I mean, I'm staring at him and taking him for granted every single week. I'm doing it right this second. But he's the one producing. He's the one managing the live stream. That's why he's managing the stream. Here I task him to watch telling me who's listening live so I can do live listener love. Plus he's watching the hashtag. Plus he's watching the conference line. Plus he's watching the board. Plus he's got two keyboards in front of him. The man is uncredited. All right, we got to turn this thing around. Where's this podcast? Here's Sam. Here's Sam. Dreadfully uncredited. There he is on Periscope. All right. There he is.
Oh, he looks
there
good.
He is. Yeah. Look at this. See, I'm not lying. Two keyboards. Look at this. We should have multiple screens. But there's a screen. The man's inundated with technology. It's amazing. He keeps this thing together. There's Scott Stein. Okay. There's Claire Meyerhoff. Cool.
Hey, Johnny.
Let's keep it on Claire Meyerhoff while I'm talking. Is that bad? Is that he got some mistake?
Sure. No, that's all right.
Is it a mistake?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, all the people who have made 300 shows possible, 6 years, 300 shows, it's amazing. I am so grateful to this magnificent team. And of course, the team includes our three contributors who are calling in, Maria and Jean and Amy. They take time to prepare this show. I mean, every month they come up with a topic, they come up with a conversation around the topic, and they take the time to think about these things, and then they take the time to call in. I mean, you know, Jean and Amy on the West Coast, Claire, I mean, they're doing this at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 in the morning.
That's early.
Well, I mean...
No, it is.
For California. Yeah, I mean, you know those people. I mean, they're starting the day like noon. But these two are not. They're more ambitious than your average California person. That's bad, right? It's bad for everybody in California.
No, that's fine. I was born in California, so...
Oh, are you from California?
Well, I was born there.
You're born. You
I was born in a little teeny tiny town called Coalinga. They had a big earthquake there in 1983.
Is that their claim to fame?
Pretty much.
Okay. Isn't that the celebrated jumping frog? Oh, that's Calaveras. Celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County or something, isn't that?
Coalinga is known as the home of Harris Ranch, which is a horse breeder, and they had a horse a couple of years ago that won like the two big races but didn't win the third one. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it was a great story.
Okay.
Anyhow.
So you don't know too much more about sports than I do.
Well, I don't know that much about horse racing.
Well, that's...
Me neither, if that makes you feel any better.
No. But well, I do know about baseball, basketball, football,
so
tennis, golf.
Great gratitude going out to those three contributors who have been with us for a long time. Maria is like 3 years. Amy, since the 100th show, which would be 4 years, 50 shows a year, 200 shows, 50, 200, four years. And Gene Takagi, even longer than that. It's amazing. So that's Tony's take two. Lots of gratitude going out. Okay, let's do a giveaway.
Oh, a giveaway.
We got something to give away. This one's going to Dan Kimball. Dan is a product specialist at Aplos Software, longtime nonprofit fundraiser. He says, with a passion for people, music, food, and a few other things. And probably the real interesting stuff is probably the few other things that he doesn't include in his Twitter profile. He's at FugitiveDMK, although he doesn't spell fugitive the right way. I hope he knows that. But he tweeted our 300th show, and that's what it took to win a prize. We got a giveaway for you, Dan. It's a subscription to the Nonprofit Times. Claire?
The Nonprofit Times, the leading business publication for nonprofit management. TheNonprofitTimes.com. That's NonprofitTimes.com.
That is NonprofitTimes.com. Yeah, beautiful. What a pro.
Thank you.
You do have a SAG card. I can tell. Do you have a SAG card, Scott?
No, I do not. But no. I'm a musician, so I'm part of a Local 802 here in the city.
Local 802?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a union man.
Yep.
He's bona fide. I'm the only one who's not. I have no credentials. All right. Gene Takagi.
Lots of credentials.
I have credentials, but nothing like...
You're an attorney and
That's the first one you think of? I'm embarrassed. That's the first one.
Well,
oh,
no,
my God.
That's important.
Podcaster.
You're a podcaster.
Thank you.
You're a certified podcaster.
CP. Let's bring in Gene Takagi. He's on the line. Gene, welcome to the party.
Congratulations, Tony. Amazing. 300 shows. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Gene. How's everything? Where are you doing in San Francisco today? What's going on there?
Well, it's a little early, as you mentioned, on the show, just getting a bit of work done. But it's a beautiful day out here, as we often have in California.
And San Francisco specifically, you have beautiful weather there, right?
Yeah, well, particularly in July.
July, not June.
Sometimes a little gloomy, but...
Right. June, you get that June gloom. Yes. Do you know where... do you know the little town that Claire Meyerhoff is from in California? What's the name of it?
Coalinga.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Drive by all the time as I drive down I-5 to Los Angeles to visit my mom.
It's halfway between L.A. and San Francisco, pretty much, right?
Yep, exactly. It's where we make a little stop to get gas and grab a drink.
Exactly. Or you could go to the Harris Ranch. They have great food at the restaurant at the Harris Ranch.
Fantastic.
There you go, Gene. If you need a lunch stop, instead of just gas and bathroom break, stop
I
at
know,
the...
I know that stop. I think there's it's like a Bob's Big Boy or something is right there at that gas station. I've driven up and down there.
Is there a Big Boy there, Gene? Can you verify?
I can't recall there.
You don't recall the Big Boy
there anymore.
Right. It's
but,
not McDonald's.
I used to see lots of Big Boys, but that might reveal my age, too.
Okay. Well, I used to see lots of Big Boys. All right, Gene, I don't want to go there. let's see what else we got. Just the fact that you got a restaurant recommendation. So if you need lunch, what's the name?
Harris Ranch. This is this huge ranch, but they have a restaurant on site with, you know, great burgers because the meat comes from the cows that you smell when you're driving along I-5.
There you go. Okay. Oh, so you get the before and after.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right.
Gene's all right, probably a vegetarian.
Gene Takagi, are you a vegetarian, Gene?
No, I'm not.
There you go.
I admire those who are, though.
Okay. Well, we have it's a big world. We have love for everyone. Vegetarian, vegan, macro, ovo, lacto, whatever you might be. You're inclusive. We're inclusive. You're included. You're included because we're inclusive. Nonprofit Radio. So, Gene, you've been with Nonprofit Radio for a long, long time. I think it may be even more like more than 5.5 years. You were on very early in the show.
My first show was August 27th, 2010.
August. See, you did the research. You're better than the host. That's why. That's why I'm not bona fide. August 27th, 2010. Well, we only started the thing in July 2010. Oh, so you were definitely, you're here almost the whole 6 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I took we had drinks actually at a restaurant here in San Francisco that has unfortunately closed down since then. I take you only to the best places, right, Tony?
Yes, yes. Right. That was back when Emily Chan was with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had the drinks. Do we have the drinks? And then you were on the show, or we did the show and then the drinks? Do you remember?
I mean, I can't remember the order, but it was very close to around the same time.
Okay. So call it 6 years, Gene. You've been on the show the whole 6 years, for Pete's sake.
I guess so, and very honored to be part of the show.
Wow, cool. All right, well, I want to thank you very much for doing it, Gene. Year after year after year, so many shows together. Gene Takagi, he edits the very popular, exceedingly popular, nonprofitlawblog.com, and his firm is NEO, the Nonprofit and Exempt Organizations Law Group in San Francisco. And on Twitter, he's at GTAK, G-T-A-K. What a gentleman. And what a smart guy. Oh, but we can't sign him off. We got the award to talk about, Gene. Oh, we got to spend minutes on this. All right, I got another fact or fiction. Nonprofit radio was instrumental in your winning a major award, Gene Takagi.
Well, yeah, I'm a little shy to talk about it, but yeah, so it was really very, very helpful. And I, on the first line of my bio, I've noted out that I'm a regular contributor to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, and the American Bar Association's Nonprofit Organizations Committee was kind enough to honor me with their Lawyer of the Year award. So thanks
That's
for pointing
awesome.
That out, Tony, and I very much appreciate being part of this show and
absolutely
how that helped me get that recognition.
Now, Gene, I know how modest you are. It's coming out right now. The full title of the award from the American Bar Association is 2016 Outstanding Nonprofit Lawyer. That's the award that Gene Takagi won. It's remarkable. So well-deserved, so overdue. I mean, it should have been the 2014 and 2015 too, but they fixed it in 2016. And I was very proud that Nonprofit Radio was a part of your bio on that in that testimonial for the award. So, Gene, you're modest, and I admire that, but I'm shouting you out as the American Bar Association 2016 Outstanding Nonprofit Lawyer. Woo!
Yay!
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Absolutely, Gene. You're a gentleman. Thank you so much for being a part of Nonprofit Radio.
Congrats. Many, many more shows.
Absolutely, and you'll be a part of a lot of them. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
Okay. Thanks. What does that mean? We gave me a little break. We got to go to a break. Is that right? Okay. Sam Liebwood says break time. We'll be back in mere moments. And we got Amy Sample Ward still calling in. We got more Fact or Fiction. And we got Scott Stein's going to play a song from his newest album. Stay with us.
Like what you're hearing on Nonprofit Radio? Tony's got more. On YouTube, you'll find clips from his stand-up comedy, TV spots, and exclusive interviews. Catch guests like Seth Godin, Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist, Mark Echo of Echo Enterprises, Charles Best from DonorsChoose.org, Aria Finger of DoSomething.org, and Naomi Levine from New York University's Hyman Center on Philanthropy. Tony tweets, too. He finds the best content from the most knowledgeable and interesting people in and around nonprofits to share on his stream. If you have valuable info, he wants to retweet you. During the show, you can join the conversation on Twitter using hashtag NonprofitRadio. Twitter is an easy way to reach Tony. He's at Tony Martinetti, MARTIGNETTI. Remember, there's a G before the N. He hosts a podcast for the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Fundraising Fundamentals is a short, monthly show devoted to getting you over your fundraising hurdles. Just like Nonprofit Radio, Tony talks to leading thinkers, experts, and cool people with great ideas. As one fan said, "Tony picks their brains and I don't have to leave my office." Fundraising Fundamentals was recently dubbed the most helpful nonprofit podcast you have ever heard. You can also join the conversation on Facebook, where you can ask questions before or after the show. The guests are there, too. Get insider show alerts by email. Tony tells you who's on each week and always includes links so that you can contact guests directly. To sign up, visit the Facebook page or TonyMartinetti.com.
lively conversation, top trends, sound advice.
That's Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio, and I am his niece, Carmella.
And I am his nephew, Gino.
Welcome back to Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. As you can tell, we got Skye at his traveling 88. We got Scott at his traveling 88. I just called you Stein.
I respond to many names.
Okay. The new album is Traveling Companion. Mm-hmm. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play the first single. It's called Wild Abandon, and I just released it last week. It's available on Bandcamp and via my website, scottsteinmusic.com. And the record will be out in the coming weeks, and as I'm starting to hit the road and do some tour dates in support of the album. So cool.
All right. Yeah. Here is Scott Stein, Wild Abandon, off his new album, Traveling Companion.
I'm going against the traffic, if not exactly against the grain. Speeding past Jamaica on the first outgoing train. It ain't the prettiest of days, but it'll have to do. To make an honest living, gotta be an honest man. I read that in a book somewhere. It's all I understand, and I know I'm headed somewhere, but I don't know where to. But wherever I'm going with you. I live my life just waiting for someone to pull me out the deep end, to shake me from my stupor, rouse and wake me from my sleeping, to teach me how to love, 'cause I didn't have a clue. Well, you hit me like a rocket and I never saw it coming. You nearly knocked me over, but I hit the pavement running. Doesn't matter what direction, just as long as north is true. And anyway, wherever I'm going with you. Yeah, wherever I'm going with you. We've got to learn to love with wild abandon, wild abandon, my dear. We've got to learn to love with wild abandon, my dear. And I'm gonna love you with a wild abandon, my dear. I'm gonna love you with a wild abandon, my dear. Going against the traffic, if not exactly against the grain. Speeding past Jamaica to the line and down the lane. Pretty darling, I can't wait till this working day is through. 'Cause I've never been more certain, darling, 'cause I made up my mind. Make leave that safe and certain path. Gonna let my heart walk blind. So baby, let's get lost together, stumble down the avenue. 'Cause wherever I'm going with you. Yeah, wherever I'm going with you. Yeah, you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Scott Stein, scottsteinmusic.com. Mm-hmm. The new album is, I do too. New album is Traveling Companion. That was Wild Abandon. You're going to find him at scottsteinmusic.com. You're going to find him in Pittsburgh coming up. You're going to find him in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
You're going to find him in Akron, his hometown. Indeed. He's got dates in all these towns coming up. And there's a lot more at scottsteinmusic.com, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And again, congratulations on 300, and thanks for having me, Tony.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a pleasure. I want you here for 350. I'll start counting. I'll give you the date so you don't
Sounds
book
good.
Yourself.
Okay.
Cool. I'm glad you're with us, and you're with us for the rest of the show, right? You're hanging.
Yes, I am.
We got another, yeah, we got like 10 minutes left. Oh, my God.
I'll
okay.
hang. Sure.
So while Scott and Claire switch mics again, I'll turn the Periscope around to me, and I'm going to do a little live listener love. You got to have the live listener love. It's always got to go out. Now, live listeners know this. I make a big to-do out of, you got to have the live listener love. But why is it? Because I'm grateful. I'm just showing gratitude that we've got live listeners. And I don't care when it's only 3 or when it's 33 or 50. I know the 3 people are out there. And I love it. It's a rush knowing people are listening live. Yeah, the vast, vast majority, that over 10,000 listen to the podcast. But the live listeners, knowing you are with me, gives me juice. I'm telling you, it gives me energy every single show. So we got live listener love going to New York, New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Swansboro, North Carolina, Mount Vernon, New York, a couple of New Yorkers checking in, Thomasville, North Carolina, multiple North Caroliners, cool, Treatdale, Oregon. I know it's Oregon, not Oregon, because Amy Sample Warden trained me months ago, years ago, that there's no E at the end of Oregon. Treatdale, Oregon. Alexandria, Virginia's on. Live listener love going to Alexandria. St. Louis, Missouri. Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Live listener love to each of you. Now, of course, we got to go abroad. Lots of countries always checking in. South Korea, so loyal. Always somebody from South Korea. So for South Korea, live listener love, I send Kamsahamnida. Japan. I don't know where in Japan. We're a little taxed today, so we don't know cities. But we got Japan in the house. Konnichiwa. Also, Argentina, Hungary, China's with us. China also always checking in. So loyal in China. Ni hao. And Australia is with us. Live listener love to Australia. That's the live love. It's got to go out. We got to do the podcast pleasantries. Because you know, if the live listener love goes out, right comes after that, podcast pleasantries. That's the over 10,000, Claire. Over 10,000 people listen to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. Those are the vast majority. The iTunes and Stitcher platforms, but over 10,000 people on the podcast.
I mean, this technology is wonderful, and the different shows on Talking Alternative Radio, it's like anybody can have their own show, and everybody can be their own media mogul. You don't have to rely on traditional communications and traditional media to get your message out.
You're absolutely right. But you know what? We have traditional on nonprofit radio because we have affiliate
stations throughout
the country, AM and FM stations throughout the country
How
listening.
How many stations do we have now?
Dozens. I don't remember how many.
Really?
Dozens. Yeah. So from, in fact, Scotty is doing Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We have a station in Lanchester.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that when we were on our way up.
WLRI. We'll shout them out specifically.
In Lancaster. Right.
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll see you guys this Saturday.
Okay.
out in Willow Street. The Hans Herr House is where I'll be playing. So.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay. But the AM and FM listeners. So we got the traditional media.
Right.
And we got the new media, the podcast. But going out to the affiliate listeners, of course, that's affiliate affections. It's not podcast pleasantries or live listener love.
Right.
That's affiliate affections for the affiliate listeners. Okay, just so we know. Affiliate affections to all our affiliate listeners. Okay, let's bring Amy Sample Ward in. We got to bring her on. She's on. Amy Sample Ward, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy number 300.
Thank you very much. You've been with me since number 100.
I know. That was my first show.
And you have another very auspicious occasion. You're on maternity leave right now.
Oh, congratulations.
I am, and today is my son's 3-month birthday.
Today is Oren. Oren's 3.
Well, what do you say? It's not a year birthday.
3 months and 300.
He's 3 months old.
He's 3 months old, and we're doing the 300th show. This is very auspicious. Threes, lots of threes. So I hope nobody in the audience has triskaidekaphobia, because that's fear of the number 3. I hope nobody has that.
No.
You have triskaidekaphobia?
No.
You don't? Okay. Congratulations, Oren. Happy birthday.
He's currently snoozing in his swing.
Aww, okay. We just have a minute or so, Amy Sample Ward, but I wanted to have you on to thank you for all your work with this show. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. I was just thinking this morning about this being the 300th show. I heard you do the math earlier, so 50 shows a year, so 4 years, and how much has happened in all of that time in the sector and the kinds of conversations that we've had and the different topics that you've covered. Like, 4 years is a long time in the nonprofit world.
Thank you. And I'm glad you've been with me for that long. And the show's been around for six, so imagine that. So, well, I'm like a dinosaur. Nonprofit Radio is a dinosaur. No, we're not a dinosaur. All right. We have to go, Aim, but I want to thank you very much for being a part of the show, really, sincerely, and for calling in on maternity leave time. And Oren, happy third month. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you.
Thank you.
We love you, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We got 1 minute left. Claire Meyerhoff has a bunch of, let's do a little more fact or fiction before we wrap. What do you got?
Well, I've got a quiz for you. It's a New York quiz. It comes by way of my friend Amy Wolf at the New York Community Trust. We've got a couple of questions for you. Let's see what you know. How many public charities call New York City home includes hospitals and churches? Is it 10,000 or is it 20,000 or 30,000?
I thought it was like 50,000, so I'm going to say 30,000.
31,152.
Do I get some music for that? I said 30. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting screwed by Scott Stein. I'm not getting my music. All right, what else we got?
Okay, what is the largest nonprofit organization in the state of New York? Is it NYU, New York University, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, or Columbia University?
New York University.
Columbia. $14 billion, I think that is.
Oh, in assets. Oh, if you had said in assets, I would have known. I thought you meant number of students.
So here's the last question. New York employs, the state of New York employs the most number of people in nonprofits in the nation. Is it 1 million, 1.1 million, or 1.25 million?
1.25.
1.25 million workers are paid more than $57 billion in wages.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You did really well.
Okay, I did. I got like 2 out of 3, but you cheated me on the way you asked the one
Amy
I got
Wolf.
Wrong. Thank you, Amy Wolf. Okay, we got to wrap this up. So we turn off the Periscope to me, and I have to say thank you very much to Cura Coffee. We love Cura Coffee.
We love Cura
Our prize sponsor, and the Nonprofit Times also. Thank you so much. Thank you, Scott Stein. Thank you for being with it.
Of course.
Thanks,
my
Scott.
Pleasure.
That was great.
Thank you, Claire Meyerhoff.
Thank you,
for,
Tony.
Thank you for co-hosting. Love you.
Always love being here.
Love the show. We also got to thank everybody who called in. You know those listeners, those contributors. You know who they are. Maria, Jean, and Amy. If you missed any part of today's show, how could you miss it? It's the 300th. Find it on TonyMartinetti.com. We're sponsored by Pursuant, full-service fundraising, data-driven, technology-enabled, Pursuant.com, and by WeBe Spelling, super cool spelling bee fundraisers, WeBeSpelling.com. Our creative producer is Claire Meyerhoff. Sam Leibowitz is the line producer. The show's social media is by Susan Chavez, SusanChavez.com, and our music is by Scott Stein.
Yay!
Be with me next week for Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Go out and be great.
What's not to love about Nonprofit Radio? Tony gets the best guests. Check this out from Seth Godin.
This is the first revolution since TV 1950 and Henry Ford 1920. It's the revolution of our lifetime.
Here's a smart, simple idea from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark.
Yeah, insights or in presentation or anything, people don't really need the fancy stuff. They need something which is simple and fast.
When's the best time to post on Facebook? Facebook's Andrew Noyes knows.
At traffic is at an all-time high around 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. So that's when you should be posting your most meaningful posts.
Here's Aria Finger, COO of DoSomething.org.
Young people are not going to be involved in social change if it's boring and they don't see the impact of what they're doing. So you got to make it fun and applicable to these young people, because otherwise a 15 and 16-year-old, they have better things to do. They have Xbox, they have TV, they have their cell phones.
Ami Dar is the founder of Idealist.
It took 2 or 3 years for foundation staff to sort of deign to add an email address to their card. Yes. It was like, it was phone. This email thing is weird. And plus, why should I give it away?
Charles Best founded DonorsChoose.org.
Somehow they've gotten in touch, kind of offline, as it were.
Yeah.
And they'll do exchanges of brownies and visits and physical gifts.
Mark Echo is the founder and CEO of Echo Enterprises. You may be wearing his hoodies and shirts. Tony talked to him.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer that it's not what you make in life. It's you know, it's how you make people feel.
This is public radio host Majora Carter.
Innovation is in the power of understanding that you don't just,
put money on a situation and expect it to heal. You put money on a situation and invest it and expect it to grow.
And savvy advice for success from Eric Saperstein.
What separates those who achieve from those who do not is in direct proportion to one's ability to ask others for help.
The smartest experts and leading thinkers are on Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%.